we're joined in the media center by top field corner number one qualifier Clay Milliken, who ran a track elapsed time record of 3.722 seconds at 325.69 miles per hour. Overall, a pretty good day for you and a great start to the weekend. You got to be feeling good right now.
I am absolutely just wound up about it. I love going out here. Nighttime runs are what make me love drag racing to begin with. Watching fuel cars go at night is just awesome. But I got to do my favorite thing, and that's go out there and stomp on the loud pedal. And for that thing to go so quick right down the racetrack, the driver actually drove around a little bit. I don't know. We'll have to give him a little talking to about that. But Grubby just sticks to his game plan. He wanted to be top five, and that's what I told him when I got back. I'm like, that's top five. That was his goal. And first run was good. We went 380, and that was number three. And I didn't really expect to go number one. I really didn't. I didn't think it would stay, and that's what I told Amanda at the far end of the racetrack. I said, you know, it's number one for right now, but it's not going to hold. But it did, and I'm happy. I hope it's typical Houston day at 100-something degrees tomorrow, and we stay number one.
That's always the hope.
Yes.
What's your strategy going into tomorrow in case it's not weather?
I mean, Grubby's the one to ask that. I mean, I'm going to get in there and just have fun driving this Parts Plus Great Clips car, because that's what I love doing. But his strategy will be to see what he can get away with on the racetrack, given the conditions, you know, whatever those conditions will be. And I think we run fairly late tomorrow, not as late as tonight. So, I mean, will it stay number one? Honestly, that's up to the weather. You know, weather is what dictates how quick these things can go. And we put up a pretty good number out there tonight. I'm happy about it.
After what you did tonight, you think this might be a prelude to some good things that comes on Sunday?
I hope so. I mean, my first final round, Nicole just put this story out this week. My first NHRA final round was here in 2004. I'm looking for answers.
Yes.
I'm the world's worst statistician. And I lost to Brandon Bernstein in that final round. And it was actually the first of three consecutive NHRA final rounds, and I would have never thought that I'd be standing here still, having not won an NHRA event, but Sunday could be the day. And as Mama always says, when the time's right and you got everything lined up when it's supposed to happen, it will, and it'll work out the way it's supposed to. We're ready, though, I promise.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you, guys.
Great.